Yeah, baby. Joe Crummy, welcome to my evil thoughts.
Well, only by Sean Hannity.
Yeah, there's evil there, too. There is a story spreading as we do this podcast Monday in Los Angeles at 12:30 that Sean Hannity is pulled a or guilty of pulling a modified Bill O'Reilly. That story is beginning to circulate. I have yet to see it on TV, but I've seen it at the Huffington Post, other websites, Detroit Free Press, a bunch of different places are beginning to talk about this story that Sean Hannity is pulling a modified Bill O'Reilly, and it ain't cool. And these allegations come from somebody you may or may not know. Her name is Debbie Schlossel. She is a columnist, blogger. She's been around for a while. She's conservative and blonde. I hope you don't sue me for that. But she works out of Detroit. I think she went to the University of Michigan or whatever. She's an attorney as well. You know who she took down or was taken on a few years ago? Was that same guy that O'Reilly was really into years ago. The front man, the money man, the bag man for Islamic Jihad. His name was Sami Al-Arian. I remember O'Reilly going after this guy. So did Debbie Schlossel. So there's sort of a nexus of connection between all of these people. But we'll get to Hannity in just a second. So Schlossel was on a talk show on Friday. So, and she said some stuff. The host, Pat Campbell, it's what, KFAQ, Tulsa, Oklahoma, asked her, hey, Debbie, what do you think about what's happening at Fox? And then she just started to talk about Sean Hannity. So here it is.
What do you make of this whole thing?
Well, only by Sean Hannity.
Boom.
Not by Bill O'Reilly.
Boom.
Wait. Whoa, say that again. Say that again.
Only by Sean Hannity, not Bill O'Reilly.
Sean Hannity what? He hit on you or made you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah, actually, Sean Hannity came here to town, to Detroit, and he did his show from here. And his then-executive producer, Bill Shine, who's now the president of Fox News, or the co-president, they were here. And Sean Hannity, after the we did a show from here. Before the show, he actually had some event at a bookstore where he had people sign his book.
Okay. Right. Now Debbie's going to tell a story about it. In other words, Hannity is in Detroit. He's going to do a book signing. And he says, hey, why don't you come out to the book signing and hang out with me? And she goes on to say that she feels stupid standing up there and all of that. But and I'm assuming we're to then conclude that, you know, Sean wants to impress her because he's going to, you know, hit on her later. But let's let Debbie continue. Remember, this was on Friday she was saying all this stuff.
Or he signed his book, sorry, for people standing in line.
All right.
And he asked me to meet him at this book signing. So I met him there. And it was very awkward. He had me stand up there with him while he signed books, and I felt very weird. These people don't know me, and they didn't come for me to sign their book.
Yeah, but you're so impressed to be with him, right?
Right.
And so then I left to get ready for the show, and he said, why don't you come with me back to my hotel? And I said, no, I have to get ready for the show. And then after I went to the show, and my dad and my brother were there in the dressing room, or in the green room, rather.
Right.
And then he tried to get me to go back with him to the hotel after the show. After he and Bill Shine, his executive producer, treated me horribly.
All right, I'll stop for just a second. The reason why I'm interested in this story is that it parallels almost exactly the allegations, the straw that broke O'Reilly's back, so to speak. That being the story of Wendy Walsh, right? Wendy Walsh is here in L.A., and she told the story about she was a sort of a frequent guest wannabe on the Bill O'Reilly show, on The Factor, right? And that he was out in L.A., I guess, and she was pitching him, I want to come back on your show, I got a book, I got this and that, Bill, put me back on your show. And he said, yeah, you know, stick with me, kid, you know, yeah, I'm cool, you know, here's looking out for you. And or whatever he said. And then he said, you want to come up to my hotel room, whatever it is. And she said, no, right, which is what supposedly what Schlossel is saying about Hannity. You know, that you're out of town, you got yourself a nice hotel room paid for by the company, and then you've got these blondes or these people, that, yeah, I guess they're blondes, and you say to them, you want to come back to the room, and when they say no, then the clouds darken. And you never put him back on the show again. I mean, that was the thing about Wendy Walsh with O'Reilly. In other words, once she turned him down, he said, okay, well, you know, forget you. And this is exactly what Schlussel is saying. She goes on to add a little more to it. Here it is.
And basically, head faked me because they told me, Sean came up to me and said, we're going to double team this, which was a weird phrase to use, this Palestinian guy that I was up against on the show. And then every time I tried to open my mouth and say something, they yelled at me and said, obey your host, you can't say anything, or we're going to shut up your microphone. And when I looked at the tape, I barely said anything.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're getting a lot of respect, sweetie, is what it sounds like to me.
And this Palestinian talked the whole time. And then after that, I wasn't booked on a show again. And he called me and yelled at me. And it was made clear to me that I didn't go back to his hotel with him after and all this other stuff.
Wow. I mean, look what she's saying. I mean, she's coming. She's on that. In other words, Hannity picked up the phone and called her and was mad at her. I don't know, but all right, Matt, you didn't come back to my hotel room, you know, what? I mean, if it's just me and I'd done that, I'd just be embarrassed when if somebody turns you down like that, you know, I'd go, okay, just like, get me out of here. I wouldn't call him back up and give him crap. I don't know, maybe that's what happens when you become big, you know? Let's wrap up. Debbie Schlussel, we got 30 more seconds here.
And I got a very weird feeling about the whole thing. And I kind of knew I wouldn't be back on his show. And his longtime executive producer, who used to be known as Flirty Flipper.
Okay, now she's talking about the radio stuff. And that's something I know a little bit about because I used to work at WABC. And I know Flirty Flipper, but look what she says about this.
In the air. Her name is Jill Vitale.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
She quit being his executive producer. And everyone should ask, why did she quit? Because there's a big story behind it, and it's not an above-board story why she quit. He wanted something from her. She wouldn't give it.
You know, I'll tell you something. I worked at WABC, and I knew Flirty Flipper. Her name is Jill. And I still know her. And when I worked there, there was never any talk about any of that stuff. And I had always assumed that she'd left because she wanted to be a mom and start a family. I think she's got 3 kids by now. I think she does. She's always posting on FB, and she's got at least 2, maybe 3. So I'd never heard a whisper about that Flirty Flipper had split because Sean was hitting on her, and she wouldn't. I mean, it could be true. According to Debbie Schlussel, but I never heard zip about that. And I'll even go on, and so it may be true, but I never heard zip, and I was in-house up on the 17th floor at WABC 77 New York City. So I was there. And Jill never said a word about that kind of stuff. I know she's back full-time. She was kind of part-time when I was there. She's full-time now. There's only one guy when I worked at WABC that ever said anything negative about Sean. I mean, Sean has a pretty squeaky clean reputation. And I actually called that guy today, and I spoke with him about this. I said, hey, did you hear this story about Sean? And he'd heard nothing about it. And his whole thing, he never really told me. And this is, again, only one guy that I ever knew that had negative things to say about Sean Hannity. And all it was he was full of himself or whatever, and they had a little dust up at something. But it was never about, oh, he's running all over town, and you know, what did he do with Flipper and all that? He knows, as far as I know, nothing about that either. So I don't know what Debbie Schlussel's getting at. I mean, she may be right, but I never heard any of that stuff. Now, Hannity, as I said, denies all of this. He says he's hired attorneys. He's going to sue her. She says, if he sues me, I'm going to sue you, or him, not me. Please don't sue me, but you know, she'll sue him back. So that's what's going on now. There's one thing I want to say about this with regard to victimhood and Bill O'Reilly, and I want to get into that for just a couple of minutes as we wrap up the podcast today. We'll be following this story, and we'll see if it makes it onto TV and if it blows wide open today. We'll see what happens with it, and we'll be following the story. It's all part of this thing at Fox. I think Hannity has some things to worry about because I think Fox... If this were a standalone story, I'm not sure it would be much of a story at all. But in light of the Wendy Walsh thing, which is a story just like this, that was finally the straw that broke the camel's back with O'Reilly, and now you have Fox trying to fix the image, and then you have another, evil, rich, white man They're so easy to attack. I was thinking about that, too. You know, and it's so easy. You know, evil, old, crabby old Bill O'Reilly, rich white guy, bring him down. And now you got Hannity. So I don't know. I think he should all be awfully concerned about this. And Schlussel, by the way, again, the irony here is she is conservative. She is not on the O'Reilly thing. We've been over that there was a lot of liberal political money that was fueling the, let's just say, education efforts for his advertisers. You know what I mean? A lot of phone calls went out to O'Reilly's advertisers, and people have to be paid to do that. And that money came right from DNC types, and we have talked about that in previous podcasts. So I think Hannity really is going to be working overtime today to figure out, you know, which way forward on this. And there's going to be, it could be a big story. We just don't know yet. The thing about victimhood, I wanted to mention this. You know, over the weekend, there was a story about another, about a woman on American Airlines. Another one of these stories. And it was a woman from Venezuela that was flying on American Airlines. She got on the plane with a double baby stroller. I don't know how you do that, but she had little twins with her. And she got into a tussle with one of the flight attendants who said, you know, give me this, this stroller. We're going to, we can't stow it or whatever it is. And apparently they were tussling, you know, pulling it back and forth. And at one point it hit the lady in the head or something like that. And she started to cry and get crazy. And I was talking about it over the weekend on my Facebook page, and people were like, yeah, these evil airlines beating up everybody and all that. And I, before we really knew what really happened, I said, well, you know, she's tussling with a flight attendant right there. It's, you know, a little woo-woo. You don't do that when you're on a plane, just like the David Dow guy. You know, you don't sit there and just go no when the cops ask you to do something. You just don't. And as it turns out, this lady was a pain in the ass, and what we ended up getting is a different story from others who were there, that she was belligerent. And until we got that, though, she had achieved victim status. And once you get that, baby, you are in for a big payday. Now, I don't know how the United Airlines story over the weekend is going to end up. But whenever you're tussling with cops, or flight attendants, or any authority figures, you know, to right there, there's a red flag. Even if you don't know why or what led up to it, anybody that does that, and that includes David Dow, who looks like he's in for a big payday. I liked how his attorney, I know I digress now, but talking about his medical injuries and he's being treated in a safe place. I mean, just victim. That's, you know, he's a victim. Therefore, you needn't look at his behavior whatsoever. Just give him a check. But the Hannity thing could be a big story, especially in light of where Fox is right now. So I'll follow up on this and I'll have more to report to you tomorrow. But it's a breaking story. Could be a dud. We just don't know yet. I'll make a few phone calls. Rate this podcast on iTunes. Would you do that for me? Rate the podcast. Spread the word, too. Tell people that it's more entertainment than you have a right to expect. Fabulous. Follow me on Facebook as Joe Crummy, on Twitter as Joe Crummy, and on Instagram as Crummy Joe. Those are my evil thoughts. Turn off the music.